The TH01Z Black shown here features a large, easy-to-read display, which shows the current date and the temperature and humidity readings taken by the device. The unit measures 60 by 63 by 25 millimeters, is powered by three LR03 batteries, and communicates with the gateway wirelessly via Zigbee. The product is available in Wi-Fi and Zigbee versions. Zigbee is more energy efficient and easier to use without a cloud connection. Additionally, there are two colors to choose from, white and black. The pack includes a leaflet stating that the gateway must be purchased separately. The pack does not include batteries, so you'll need to buy three AAA batteries separately, such as those used in remote controls for audiovisual equipment. The device works straight away, but does not display the date. The time is only available once it has been paired with the gateway. I tested the product with Home Assistant, as I value my privacy. I used a CC2531 antenna for this. On the software side, I used Zigbee 2MQTT. HA recognizes the device as TS0601. The main question is what data it can read from it. There are a great many options available. You can control the reporting frequency, units, alarms, and even the alarm thresholds. That leaves the internal layout to look at. This is purely out of curiosity. There's no need to change the firmware here. At first glance, the whole thing consists of a ZTU Zigbee communication module, an LCD display controller, and the main MCU. You can also see the CHT3810 temperature and humidity sensor in the corner. It uses the I2C interface, but also has an alert pin, which allows the MCU to be woken up when a change occurs. The display controller is the GNV1792S. The main MCU is the UM8005 UMIC-EEC 8051 core. To summarize, we have here a microcontroller based on the Evergreen 8051 core, a CHT8310 temperature/humidity sensor with an alarm function, and a ZTU module for wireless communication. The whole thing is rounded off by an LCD controller. The device works well with Home Assistant, so you can even buy it if you have privacy concerns. Do you use this type of display?